therapy. Our guest expert tonight is Dr. Birgit Walz, a psychiatrist and author of Emotion Picture Magic. She will show us how movies can help us with personal growth and healing, and how appropriate since the Oscars are soon to be announced. Good evening, Birgit.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, delighted. I know there's going to be a lot of fun tonight.
Yes.
Why did you select the genre of movies rather than books to deal with life's troubles? You know, you're a psychotherapist. Usually
right.
They go to books.
Right. Right. You know, your question really reminds me of the ancient Greeks. They wrote at the doors of their libraries, healing place of the soul. So there's something about books. And books have been used in psychotherapy for a long time. It's called bibliotherapy, and it's very effective. The use of movies builds on these principles. And so I actually chose movies because I love movies. It's my personal passion, even though I like books. Movies are my passion. And I also wanted to introduce a new approach because books about bibliotherapy already exist. And also for my clients, they have more fun with movies and they can see movies more frequently than they can read books. And so I thought with this book, I introduced this idea that can help them on an ongoing basis for different issues, not only maybe one, because you take longer to read a book, but also I found that movies can be so effective for most people because of their combined impact of imagery, dialogue, and sound effects and camera angles. This always enables the film to bypass our ordinary defensive sensors. That's why Ingmar Bergman said, "No form of art goes beyond ordinary consciousness as film does, straight to our emotions, deep into the twilight of our soul." So Emotion Picture Magic makes use of that.
Well, that's fascinating. You know, Birgit, because what you're really saying is this multi-sensory approach
right.
really can get under my skin. It can go to my head. It can go to my heart. It can address my soul. But
right.
I want to play devil's advocate. It comes rather easy for me.
Okay.
Okay. Can movies harm our psyche by playing to our darker human aspects? Might I not be negatively persuaded and have my negative aspects of personality reinforced, kind of like violent movies breeds violence among children?
This is a very good point. And this is actually the reason why I wrote Emotion Picture Magic. Think of the proverbial hammer. A hammer can be used to serve us or to harm us. And as I said, movies are so powerful for our psyche. So this powerful tool can be used to our disadvantage or advantage. And so it's very important to choose what movie you watch and also use the guidelines that I suggest. For example, when movies show undesired behavior, people can learn how not to behave.
Oh, I like that point. Well, we'll hope all those muggers and killers know that.
Right, right, right. They can learn by proxy. And mm-hmm. also, like, for example, when you work with addictions, you can see movies like 28 Days, for example, and use it as a wake-up call. But you're right. It's about violence also. And so I have done some research, and what I found is there is research out there that has differing results. Some violent movies can actually be used as a cathartic tool, and so they have cleansing effects on the psyche of a person who feels already a little bit aggressive and can release stored emotions in a harmless way. Other research showed that violent movies can already aggressive viewers make more aggressive. So I'm very careful to suggest violent movies, of course. I actually almost never suggest them.
I'm sure you wouldn't, but they're part of, you know, the gamut. And like you said, I'm picking on your word. You have to choose wisely.
Right.
And sometimes we really can't predict what's going to happen when we see a movie. It could touch us viscerally on
right.
a level. Even something that seems harmless, something innocuous, could touch us so deeply. And yes, movies, like you mentioned, the Greek theater, is catharsis.
Right.
And that releases pent-up emotions, which is very helpful. Or, in a way, like you said, this is somebody I don't want to be like. I don't want to have to bottom out. I'm really happy the character did this for me so I can move on with my life.
Right,
so that's
that.
A point well taken.
Yeah.
Now, how does this outer movie, help me with my inner movie, you know, in terms of therapy. How do you go about that?
Right. I like the metaphor, the term inner movie. What I believe is that we have inner movies that were created in our childhood. They lead to negative beliefs about ourselves and about other people. And later in life, these negative beliefs disturb us. They make us unhappy and not achieve our goals in life.
What are some of those negative beliefs that I might get in childhood?
Like, for example, I will never be able to change. Mm-hmm. I will never be able to pursue my dreams. Or something is wrong with me as long as I'm single. These are just three of 20 negative beliefs that I have in my negative belief index in Emotion Picture Magic. And I suggest to watch certain movies if you have a certain negative belief. And then I have certain viewing suggestions and specific exercises. When people watch these movies, they can watch the inner transformation of the movie character on the screen and copy the character's experience into their own inner movie screen. And so they erase the old inner movie and replace it with a wholesome inner movie. Like, for example, when you see, I cannot stand up, say to yourself, I cannot stand up for myself, and I cannot stand up for what I believe, you may watch Fried Green Tomatoes or Erin Brockovich or The Insider, for example.
Yes. Yes, and see the character move beyond all odds and in terms of that inspirational zone. But how would that replace, like, an inner movie that I've lived with my whole life from childhood, from, let's say, a parent being critical, you know, to, yes, it is nice, but the after effects of that movie, I don't know if it's potent enough to cover up from the past. But I want you to think about, thank you for that question I hammered at you regarding how can that new outer movie on the screen replace that inner movie that I lived with for a half a century?
Yeah. You know, it's not that easy like we might assume. You cannot just watch a movie and that replaces everything. That's why I actually have some exercises in my book that describes a process in which somebody can then do some preparation before they watch the movie and do some self-inquiry. Then watch the movie, do another exercise, and then it can happen. It's not just watching the movie.
Okay, so it's really watching it with objective eyes and turning inward at the same time through a kind of guided, you know, as though we were doing therapy. You would be the therapist. You would guide me. And I might have to view it a few times, right?
That's true. That's true.
Because when you read a book, you don't analyze it the first time you read it. The first time you just want to get the plot.
Right.
And then you read the book to study it, to see deeper and the symbols. So that sounds very fascinating.
Uh-huh. Now, it's fun also.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I think if you make anything fun, people are more inclined to do it because Carl Jung said that the hardest person to confront is the self. Who wants to confront the self? I don't want to go to the negative dark sides and the things that are bothering me. But if I could do it in a fun way, then, you know, we're really accomplishing. Now, the Oscar contenders are coming, and what kind of categories would you put some of them in terms of the therapy values that I could get, like Million Dollar Baby, The Aviator, Finding Neverland? How could you categorize them?
Yes, it's a very good question. I have actually a whole film index at the end of the book, which of course cannot be updated after the book is out, but I have a website called cinematherapy.com in which there's also an index and I update it all the time. And Million Dollar Baby, for example, I could be put on different categories, but I chose to put it on inspiration and the subcategory personal courage because what I saw in this movie was the courage of the main character, Maggie. And anybody who is facing obstacles or wants to achieve a goal can really learn from that movie, from her strength and courage and determination.
Okay, that sounds good. I mean, there, like you said, there were so many things in there.
Right.
The vulnerability of love and compassion and playing God with someone's life and the father-daughter connection. I mean, you're right. But, yes, it is an inspirational movie. What about The Aviator? What category for therapy?
The Aviator, again, could be used in very different categories. I decided to put it under symptoms of mental illness, obsessive compulsive disorder, because you can really learn about obsessive compulsive disorder from this movie, but what I personally learned most was it's really possible to have even a mental illness or obstacles in your life and still move forward and achieve great things in life, which actually resonated with me personally very much because I had a life-threatening illness and had to overcome this. And so I felt like I was very confirmed in my path as I saw that movie.
I see. Okay, thank you for sharing that. We appreciate that. And also, you know, to show how people can step in and out, even when they do have mental illness or pain, that there is a moment of respite and how redemptive creativity is, right? He was so creative. And he was self-taught, wasn't he? He learned how to build planes from magazines. He didn't have to go to school. You quite often don't learn genius in school. Mostly you don't.
Yeah.
You learn the basics, but that creativity is so empowering, right? I mean, that's how it, destructive things happen in your life. You can go to some creative process, whether it's cooking, gardening, building airplanes, or writing. So I think that's wonderful. What about Finding Neverland?
Yeah, I love that movie. And I put it under inspiration in gaining hope and encouragement, because what I saw most in this movie is that the main character, Barry, introduces four young boys to a world of play and imagination, and that helps them to ease their mourning about painful losses that they had. And it engendered in them the sense of their own potential as human beings, and I just love that perspective of the movie.
Well, you know, it's fascinating that they all have a commonality, don't they, about inspiration, and that we're looking for inspiration in a world that's fraught with so many difficulties, whether it's globally or personally, right? The microcosm versus the macrocosm of the world.
Right.
And that seems to be what we are hungry for, art to inspire us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Valentine's Day is coming, and everybody's hungry to have this beautiful, loving, movie-like relationship.
Right.
What should we do, Brigitte?
Yeah. You know, I would suggest to rent a romantic comedy.
Mm.
They're the best movies. And I would suggest my favorite one is My Big Fat Greek Wedding. I just love that.
Yeah, I love the Windex.
right. I mean, a lot's out there, but for younger couple, maybe that one. For middle-aged couple, maybe Something's Gonna Give. I love that one also. But there's so many out there. The Notebook is another one. It's more drama, not a comedy. But there are so many nice movies out there that can help us deepen our relationship and be more joyful with each other.
And I like the notion that you put in there, comedy, because, again, it makes it fun. And sometimes we get so serious and so stressed. And if we could see our lives a bit more comical, take ourselves less seriously as we tackle serious things, we can really improve on those relationships. Okay, now you wrote your book, Emotion Picture Magic, as a therapist, and you guide. You guide the reader, and I know your patients through this. But can I intelligently and emotionally view these movies without a therapist?
Yes, that's definitely possible. I just want to make sure I put out the notion that it cannot replace a serious psychological treatment in psychotherapy for serious problems. So I wrote it for everybody, but not for serious problems. And now therapists use this book actually also for their treatment with clients. Now, my main suggestion is to watch movies with conscious awareness, which I describe in Emotion Picture Magic. It's an easy tool to learn and can help us to go deeper into our understanding of ourselves. I personally prefer to watch movies in a certain way that helps me to understand myself, that I can connect with a place in myself that gives me a message towards my own healing and wholeness. So I ask myself, what touched me in this movie especially? What movie character, what movie scene? And in fact, the character scene in the movie that touches us mostly indicates what our subconscious mind is revealing to us in terms of information about our healing and wholeness.
Yes, as well as, Brigitte, the character that I can't stand might be a part of me that I don't like.
Right.
So I have to say, Brigitte, that this has been a wonderful interview and that there is so much more to say about the topic, but alas, the time has moved on, like the movie. You know how we come in the middle of the movie and leave in the middle of the movie as life is? So I want everyone to read Emotion Picture Magic by Dr. Brigitte Waltz, a psychotherapist, and let's